and cooler conditions. Our highs just 58 to 63 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
54 Manassas, 56 Metro Center, 50 Frederick, Maryland. We are down to 50 now in our nation's capital at 259.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
And again, Thursday morning, April 25th. Welcome in. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up this early 3 a.m. hour on TOP for you, the driver who killed two Oakton High School teens in 2022 with his car will be sentenced today, this Thursday.
Did the Fairfax County school system fail to protect a former student? A jury issues its verdict. I'm Kate Ryan.
A group of D.C. students say their school is censoring their pro-Palestinian activities, and they're suing. I'm Mike Marilla.
Hiring more teachers by letting them earn while they learn. I'm Scott Gelman.
Wall Street mixed, Asian stocks mixed this morning. Good morning, 3 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Former President Donald Trump's hush money trial resumes today, and ex-National Enquirer publisher David Pecker is expected back on the stand. Legal analyst Ricky Kleeman on why the prosecution has him testifying.
Well, one of the things that prosecutors always have to face in cases of complexity that involve very unsavory people is you have to say, look, this is Donald Trump. This man, David Pecker, was Donald Trump's friend. That's not our fault, the prosecutor says. We have to put up the witnesses who have the knowledge.
The Supreme Court heard arguments on the Biden administration's challenge to Idaho's strict abortion ban. Correspondent Jen Crawford has details.
A woman who could go to the emergency room bleeding and her health really in jeopardy may not be able to get an abortion in Idaho because of the law that allows it only if her life is at stake.
In Arizona, the state house approved a proposed repeal of a near total ban on abortions from the 1800s. It now advances to the Senate. Hamas has released a video of an Israeli-American hostage. 23-year-old Hirsch Goldberg Pollan was among those abducted at a music festival October 7th. CBS's Linda Gradstein spoke to his mother.
Rachel is incredibly eloquent and started this trend of people taking a piece of masking tape and writing the number of days that the hostages have been held.
The videos ignited new protests calling on the government to do more to get all the hostages out. The FCC is expected to vote today to reinstate rules regarding net neutrality. Here's tech contributor Ian Scher.
Internet access advocates are hoping that eventually this issue will no longer be one of regulation and the Federal Communications Commission essentially voting on this, depending on which party is in power.
A new CDC report found people aren't having as many babies these days. Our Alexander Tin tells us there were
just 3.59 million babies born in 2023. That's down from nearly 3.7 million born in 2022 and works out to a 2% decrease.
In Milan, Italy, they may ban pizza and ice cream after midnight. According to Euronews, the city filed paperwork with the proposal because they think tourists during the busy season are just too loud. While many residents want this to help quiet things down, business owners aren't on board because it eats away from their bottom line. If passed, it would go into effect sometime next month. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WTOP at 3:03. The Thursday morning, April 25th, 2024. Welcome in. It'll become partly sunny, still cool today, 58 to 63, the high on this Thursday, according to Veronica. We're back up to 53. You're waking up to in Washington right now. Good morning to you. Dean Lane, we thank you for taking us along for your early 3 a.m. hour ride. Topping the stories we're following for you this morning as we roll into this Thursday together, a man is found guilty after his car hit and killed two girls locally from Oakton High School. This happened almost 2 years ago. NBC4 reports that a jury in Fairfax County deliberated for nearly 8 hours this week, Wednesday, before then returning the guilty verdict against Usman Sayed. Now, he had been charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors say he was speeding at the time in his BMW. It happened on June 7th, 2022, going 81 miles an hour at the time in a 35-mile-per-hour zone with passengers in his car when he hit the teens. He was 18 at the time, as we said, of the crash and only had a learner's permit.
He faces up to 20 years when sentenced. WTOP at 3:04 Thursday. Did Fairfax County Public Schools fail to protect a 12-year-old girl after she accused other students of sexual assault and harassment back in 2011? That was the question this week at the center of a lawsuit involving the school system. As WTOP's Kate Ryan reports Thursday morning, a federal jury has decided.
The jury in the U.S. District Court case found in favor of the Fairfax County Board of Education and school employees, in effect denying the allegations by the 24-year-old woman, identified only as Kate or BR, that the school system had failed to protect her when she was 12 and reported that she had been sexually assaulted in a school hallway, sexually harassed, and later attacked off school grounds. Attorneys for the school system suggested that the Rachel Carson Middle School former student's allegations were not true. They left the courtroom without comment, but in a statement, a Fairfax County school spokesperson wrote that the verdict showed the school board and nine former and current educators, quote, acted in a caring, respectful, and professional manner when Kate was a student. The plaintiff left the courthouse surrounded by supporters. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
WTOP at 3:05 Thursday. A group of D.C. students have brought a lawsuit against the city. And WTOP's Mike Murillo on this reports this morning Thursday. It comes after the students claim their pro-Palestinian speech was suppressed.
The members of the Arab Student Union at D.C.'s Jackson Reed High School say the school stopping the showing of a video critical of how the West covers the Israel-Hamas war and the removal of pro-Palestinian symbols from a handout at school violated their right to free speech.
And we agreed with them.
Arthur Spitzer of the ACLU in D.C. says while schools have the right to stop events that can cause disruptions,
there was nothing about any of what the Arab Student Union wanted to do that would have led to any disruption.
He says what they're asking a judge to do here is order the school to,
in the future, to treat the Arab Student Union the same way it treats other student clubs, the same rules, the same procedures. They shouldn't be subject to some special kind of censorship.
D.C. Public Schools says it doesn't comment on pending litigation. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Up in the morning and out to school.
D.C. is apparently cracking down on drivers who pass stop school buses. Starting Monday, 25 city school buses will be outfitted with cameras. If a driver tries to illegally go around the bus when the stop arm is extended, the cameras will record video and take images of the car's license plates. For the first 45 days, it's just a heads up. You'll only get a warning after that. That movement will cost you $500. D.C. is addressing its teacher shortage as well by allowing aspiring educators to get a bachelor's degree while they work in the local school system. WTOP Scott Gelman tells us the earn and learn model could help the city fill jobs in key areas.
Those include early childhood education, elementary education, and special education. Elizabeth Ross with the city says the program will let D.C. paraprofessionals and high school graduates work in local schools and get a bachelor's degree at the same time.
They'll have that opportunity to earn a salary while they are taking that coursework.
They'll take those courses for free at the University of the District of Columbia.
We're enrolling our first cohort this fall. In August 2024, we anticipate that that cohort will be up to 50.
Ross explains the program should help D.C. schools fill vacancies in high-demand subject areas.
The most important in-school factor impacting student learning and learning and lives is the quality of their teacher in the classroom.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
You're with WTOP.
Thursday morning, April 25th. Glad you're with us here at WTOP. Welcome in.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. I think of weather on the 8th and when it breaks. Good Thursday morning to Ken Berger with us this early hour in the WTOP Traffic Center this morning.
Thank you, Dean. Out by Dulles International Airport on southbound Fairfax County Parkway, watch out for an accident involving a vehicle against a deer at Franklin Farm Road. Watch out for the responding units through that area with various lanes blocked. On northbound 95 down in the Fredericksburg area north of Warrenton Road, you find the right lane is blocked because of ongoing paving operations, and this is causing just a brief delay in the far left lanes as you make your way by. Light volume, though, so those delays are not terribly severe. And once you get closer to Centerport Parkway, all lanes open up in the main lanes of 95 to the north, all the way to the Springfield Interchange. Also be aware that the express lanes still shut down, and they will be until 4 o'clock this morning, another 50 minutes or so between Fredericksburg and Dumfries Road because of this, express lane extension project coming out of Fredericksburg. But when, now that the reversal is over at 3 o'clock, the express lanes north of Dumfries Road will be open for the ride up to Springfield if you feel the need to get into the express lanes. Meanwhile, in the district, for the police activity, shutting down Spring Road Northwest between 13th Street and New Hampshire Avenue. Also, Otis Place Northwest shut down between 10th Street and 13th Street, again because of the ongoing police investigation. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
A stretch of cool air for the next 3 days here. You might want to embrace it because we'll have some summery style heat coming our way starting on Sunday and going through the early part of next week. This morning's temperature is 42 to 48 degrees with some scattered clouds. Will be mostly cloudy to partly cloudy on your Thursday. Temperatures will top out between 58 and 63. Degrees. Again, no rain expected, and there will be some lighter winds today out of the northeast at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Friday, your wind out of the southeast will have sunshine expected across the area with 63 to 68 degrees, slightly higher temperatures. Saturday also cool in the mid-60s with more cloud cover again, mostly cloudy. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We are at 51 degrees, Upper Marlboro, 55 in Woodbridge. We've gone up about 3 degrees to 56 in our nation's capital, 3 a.m. hour, Thursday morning, April 25th. Glad you're with us this morning. Welcome in. Brought to you on WTOP by Long Fence. Save 25% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Go to longfence.com. WTOP Thursday morning at 3:10. On WTOP, of course, we bring you money news at 10 and 40 past each hour. Jeff Claybaugh is with us this morning.
Boeing lost $355 million last quarter on falling revenue with manufacturing and safety headlines hurting business. Google says it won't make its year-end deadline for removing third-party tracking cookies from Chrome. Reston-based General Dynamics is benefiting from foreign military aid. Revenue in its combat systems division was up 20% from a year ago. The Dow finished Wednesday session down 43 points. The S&P 500 up just a point. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
And checking overseas, Asian stocks split. The Nikkei down by 832 points. The Kospi off 47. The Hang Seng gained 86 points. The Shanghai was up almost 8. Good morning. Welcome in to WTOP. Glad you're with us. Is this the time to try and buy that home? We'll crunch some of the numbers for you and give you an idea, a better one. Coming right up on WTOP. Good morning.
The Baltimore D.C. Metro Building Trades Council invites you to a memorial mass for workers who were killed or injured on the job this International Workers' Memorial Day, Thursday, April 25th. All are invited to honor those who were hurt or lost on the job site. The Building Trades Workers' Memorial Day Mass is Thursday, April 25th at St. Camillus Catholic Church in Silver Spring at 5 p.m. For more info, contact Father Brian Jordan at 917-566-5214.
Stay up to date with WTOP News and 7 News First Alert Weather.
Junior Achievement is where dreams take flight. We are helping students connect what they learn in school to future work and career success. We are teaching them how to manage money to achieve financial security as adults. And we are showing them that starting a business also means changing lives and communities. However, we can't do it alone. Go to ja.org to learn more.
Open that window and get a breath of fresh air. This spring, PJ Fitzpatrick has great deals to replace your leaky old windows with beautifully designed, budget-friendly, energy-efficient, American-made windows. PJ Fitzpatrick has a variety of financing packages that work with most any budget. Plus, PJ Fitzpatrick provides peace of mind with a lifetime guarantee on materials and labor. You can have it all. Visit TrustPJ.com today for a free design consultation. That's TrustPJ.com today.
Yeah, Thursday morning, April 25th. Welcome in. If you're just joining us, glad you're starting your morning with us this early 3 a.m. hour. You can look forward to be partly sunny as we head through the day today, but it's going to be a cool one. According to Veronica, we're going up to somewhere between 58 and 63. We are at 56 in our nation's capital right now. I'm Dean Lane. Welcome in. Glad you're with us here at WTOP at 3:13.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
You're listening to WTOP News.
These days, ideas about what makes up the American dream are a-changing. But one thing stays the same, it seems. Home ownership is often considered the centerpiece of it. This morning, Bankrate Chief Financial Analyst Greg McBride joins our Dimitri Sotis to take a deep dive into what's changing and what's staying the same.
Despite the affordability issues and high mortgage rates, it really hasn't dented the belief that Americans have in home ownership as being central to the American dream. 78% of Americans say home ownership is part of the American dream. That's more than any other single factor, higher than being able to retire, having a successful career, anything else. So, you know, despite the, tight housing market and, the difficulty that aspiring homeowners have had getting in, it hasn't changed the aspirations and belief that home ownership is still part of the American dream.
So as we say, it's one thing to dream about it, to aspire, to plan, but can many of us buy a home right now?
It's tough. Affordability is very strained. The rise in mortgage rates in a little over 2 years, that alone has robbed 35% of the buying power for prospective buyers. And so when we polled aspiring homeowners as to, what's keeping you from buying a home, no surprise. It was affordability related issues that bubbled to the top. Things like insufficient income, home prices being too high, not being able to afford the down payment and closing costs. Those were the top three. And almost 80% had picked at least one of those three as being a factor. Other things like having too much debt, credit's not good enough, just not ready yet. Those were cited much less frequently. Only about 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 were picking those specific items. But insufficient income was cited by 56% of aspiring homeowners. That was twice as much as those that selected high mortgage rates.
What are people willing to do to find more affordable housing?
Yeah, I think this was a bit of encouraging news. Almost 70% of Americans say they'd be willing to do one or more things in order to find affordable housing. Things like downsizing living space, moving out of state, buying a fixer-upper, even moving further away from family or friends or work. And that likelihood or inclination toward taking steps to find affordable housing, it was higher among Gen Z and millennials. So those that are first-time buyers or going to be the first-time buyers in the years to come, they were more inclined to take those steps to find affordable housing.
Lastly, things do change economically, of course. Will this situation eventually change? And if it does, would that mean that other factors in the economy might be worse?
Affordability, the problem isn't going to fix itself overnight. I think that, for aspiring homeowners, when you look at the fact that insufficient income was the most cited factor, that's actually the one factor you have a little bit of control over. I mean, you can't control mortgage rates, you can't control home prices, but investing in yourself and your earnings capability, getting that training, that certification, that next degree that enables you to get that promotion or the raise that propels your earnings higher, those are the type of things that make homeownership much more tenable a year or two down the road, even if home prices or mortgage rates themselves haven't changed.
Crunching the numbers for buying a house, that's Bankrate Chief Financial Analyst Greg McBride talking with our Dimitri Sotis Thursday morning. Quick look at the top stories we're following this hour on WTOP this morning. House Speaker Mike Johnson visits New York's Columbia University this week amid protests related to the situation in Gaza. The Arizona House votes to repeal the Civil War era abortion ban, and a jury sides with Fairfax County Public Schools after a former student accused the district of mishandling matters after she says she was sexually assaulted. More in minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
Step into a world of enchantment with the Metropolitan School of the Arts presentation of Coppelia. This charming ballet, perfect for audiences of all ages, unfolds a delightful story of a lifelike doll and a swirl of love, humor, and fantasy. Make it a family outing on April 27th and 28th at the Washington Masonic Memorial in Alexandria, with shows at 12 and 5 p.m. Tickets are available from $22 to $25 at metropolitanarts.org. Experience the joy and whimsy of Coppelia, where dreams come to life.
Good Thursday morning, April 25th. Coming up this 3 a.m. hour, right after traffic and weather this morning for you.
A schoolyard pep rally for the Caps. In Arlington, I'm Dick Oleano.
WTOP Thursday morning at 3 a.m. Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, traffic's always first. Ken Berger's with us this morning in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. Prince George's County, watch out for the accident reported on westbound 50, the Hanson Highway at Garden City Drive in Landover. Also in Maryland at the Bay Bridge, the work zone continues to shut down the eastbound span with two-way operations on the westbound span. 97 southbound to Quarterfield Road, the right lane is closed. Prince George's County road work on southbound 95 is between 216 and 198. The two left lanes are blocked. On the Intercounty Connector, the westbound direction, two left lanes closed between 95 and 29. Maryland 198 starting in Montgomery County between Old Columbia Pike and Riding Stable Road. That's right before Route 29 in Burtonsville. You find two right lanes closed. And then more road work on 198 in Prince George's County eastbound. Two right lanes blocked after 197 Laurel Bowie Road in Laurel. And then more lane closures on 198. This time in Anne Arundel County in Maryland City. Westbound side is shut down near the BW Parkway with alternating traffic on the eastbound side. So be aware of those alternating closures on the eastbound side or both sides of 198. In Montgomery County, dealing with the road work, both directions of 270 at or near Father Hurley Boulevard, left lane blocked in either direction. Traffic is getting by using the right lanes, not seeing any major delays. And we also had the police activity in Washington affecting Spring Road, both eastbound and westbound, between 13th Street and New Hampshire Avenue. Also, Otis Place is shut down in that area, again, because of the police activity. Marla Furniture's for sample sale is on for a limited time. Save up to 60% on all furniture, plus free delivery. Visit MarlaFurniture.com for locations and hours. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
And still ahead this morning.
It's been absolutely horrible.
The FAFSA fiasco isn't just hurting high school seniors. I'm John Doman.
Prepare yourself on this Thursday for more clouds and cooler conditions. Our temperatures will be some 10, even 15 degrees down from yesterday. Now this morning we do have some scattered clouds. Our temperatures around sunrise, 42 to 48 degrees. Later today, about 58 to 63 degrees for a range of high temperatures. Will be mostly cloudy to partly cloudy for your Thursday. Mostly sunny skies expected on Friday and slightly warmer between 63 and 68 degrees during the afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
By the region right now, we are at 52 degrees, Hyattsville, 53 Herndon, 56 Foggy Bottom. This early 3 a.m. hour, Thursday morning, April 25th here at WTOP at 56 and holding in our nation's capital. Brought to you this time around Thursday on WTOP by Lynn the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted, same-day service 7 days a week. Check him out. Lynn the Plumber Heating and Air. WTOP at 321. Good morning.
Grab your clubs and join Youth Apostles for its annual golf classic at Raspberry Falls Golf and Hunt Club in Leesburg on May 6th.
This is Father Jack, Director of Mission and Development for Youth Apostles. Youth Apostles impacts thousands of young people every day. Your sponsorship allows us to help young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and live lives of prayer, charity, and high moral standards. Thank you, and God bless.
To play or sponsor, visit youthapostles.org.
With just one touch, you can listen live to WTOP on Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Download the WTOP app and choose it from your car's display so you never miss the stories you want to know.
Good news on gas prices.
The local news you need to know.
This just in.
Or the traffic you want to avoid.
Avoid 66 if you can.
WTOP News. Facts matter. On Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Visit NavyFederal.org. Insured by NCUA.
Thursday morning, April 25th. Welcome in. 3:22 on WTOP.
You're listening to WTOP News.
Now this morning, an update on a story we brought you earlier this week on WTOP. D.C. police have identified a suspect in the shooting that left a man and his 5-year-old daughter injured. The shooting happened, we're told, on North Capitol Street Northeast near Rock Creek Cemetery around 11:30 p.m. on Tuesday night this week. The dad and daughter suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Police are now actually searching for 29-year-old Alante Partlow, we're told, of Northeast D.C. He's charged this morning with aggravated assault while armed. Police say the suspect and victims were known to each other. Washington Capitals are down 2-0 in their series against the New York Rangers. The Caps have a chance, though, to bounce back on Friday night in D.C. this week, keeping our fingers crossed. And they're getting some enthusiastic support from young fans these days, we hear. WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports that students, teachers, and staff alike of Cardinal Elementary School in Arlington turned out for a Caps pep rally.
In the schoolyard, plenty of kids wore Caps jerseys and T-shirts and cheered on the team, wishing them the best in Friday's Game 3 of the first round playoffs.
I love the Caps, and I like
like that they're just like, they have their moments.
They should just continue to try really hard.
I think they're going to do great. I think this pep rally is definitely going to help them.
And having dropped the first two games to the Rangers, the players have some helpful advice from Cardinal Elementary School principal Colin Brown.
And I think it's been the Caps all season, up, down, whatever. It's perseverance. Stick it in and staying with it, and never giving up. You always want to go down fighting.
In Arlington, Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
You know, normally high school seniors would have a few more days now to decide where they're going to college next year. They would be armed with an understanding of how much financial aid they might be eligible for in the end. But an overall design to simplify this process has been a total flop, and it is not just impacting graduating seniors, as we hear Thursday morning from WTOP's own John Doman.
It's been absolutely horrible.
Elmer Mendoza of Silver Spring is halfway through his studies at Johns Hopkins University, but he's not sure how much financial aid he'll be qualified for going forward, and he's starting to stress out.
If something gets resolved, there's another problem, and if that problem gets resolved, then there's another problem.
We actually expected it to be a lot better than it has been. They've been working on the new FAFSA for many years.
As a low-income first-generation college student, Mendoza's been working with a group called College Tracks. Misha Inman's the CEO.
We need institutions to continue to extend their deadlines for however long it takes for the federal government to get this right.
Some schools have pushed back the deadlines and may do so again, including schools in Maryland and Virginia. John Dome in WTOP News.
You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
WTOP Thursday morning, 3:25, and Mr. Rob Woodfork this morning.
A week after the Nationals' Jake Irvin tossed a six-inning shutout in L.A., the Dodgers exacted revenge with an 11-2 victory at Nats Park, getting to Irvin for six runs on 12 hits in only 4 2/3 innings. Did playing the Dodgers in consecutive starts trip you up, Jake?
Yeah. I think it escaped me a couple times today where I was trying to do too much, be too fine. And I've talked to you guys a lot about competing over the zone. And, you know, I think you let that get away a little bit when you face a team, especially like that, twice in a row. So kicking myself a little bit over the mindset, but that's something that you learn from and move forward.
Mackenzie Gore takes the 4:05 first pitch as the Nats try to salvage the final game of the series. The Orioles escaped to Los Angeles with a series victory, holding off the Angels' late rally in a 6-5 victory, credited to Dean Kramer for his season-high 10 strikeouts in 5 1/3 innings. In the